You're listening to SBS News.
Not long ago, Tanila De Silva and two friends from Melbourne took a trip to the Philippines to celebrate her birthday. But within 24 hours of landing on the island of Boracay, they quickly became trapped as the Philippines closed its borders due to the coronavirus. Mr. De Silva says they're unsure of their next move.
We kind of got left stranded and our flights started getting cancelled one after the other. I mean, just this morning, in fact, another flight got cancelled and we don't know what to do.
Now the hotel Mr. De Silva and his friends are staying in is closing, and Mr. De Silva says they fear for their own health.
The worry is, we just heard yesterday from one of our local tourist guides that there's cases of corona on the island. And I mean, if there's cases of corona on an island, I mean, that's just going to spread exponentially, really.
Mr. De Silva and his friends are just some of the hundreds of thousands of Australians now stranded overseas. Two women in Peru have even started a crowdfunding campaign for a private jet to get them home. In another separate case, Tony Carusi and five friends are in Peru. She's with five friends in Cusco, the city near the popular tourist destination Machu Picchu. She says she can afford to get out, but is worried for those who cannot.
They're asking from $5,000 to $10,000 each. I feel sorry for those people, that the Australian government hasn't done enough.
Others, such as Natalie Reid and Nick Goulet, who are in Cusco on a backpacking holiday through South America, are criticising the federal government for a lack of information. Ms. Reid says they have not been sufficiently supported.
Just give us answers, yeah. Any answers, solid, concrete information.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is on the case.
Where there are Australians who are in places which have already been cut off and you can't get a flight up to LAX or something like that, then the Department of Affairs and Foreign and Trade and the Foreign Minister are bringing forward some matters for consideration by the National Security Committee.
Qantas is, for the time being, continuing to fly out of cities to the key hubs. These include Los Angeles, London, Hong Kong and Auckland. But for many just trying to get home, it's cold comfort. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.